call sign, but I didn't hear anything else after that.
In a better position. Is that any better yet?
Yeah, now.
W4DJW, this battery's kind of questionable. I've got four batteries that rotate through them, and when this one comes up to the top, I often have troubles with it.
I've never had too many batteries.
And they still work, but I think this one's going to have to, I'm going to have to give it up, get a replacement for it. It's giving too much trouble. How are you? Do you have a good day at work today?
Bad. I can't complain. It's a little bit long, but I got to do those every once in a while. How's your day? You been to the airfield lately?
I'm doing good right now. This is, I was working on fervor most of the day, so I was in house most of the day. I take breaks to play with the dogs and take them outside like I'm doing now. Kind of not rushed to write code anymore. I can do it at my leisure now.
Understand that. Makes a whole lot better when you don't have to do it. And really, I don't have to hold somebody else telling you when to get it done.
You gonna work tomorrow or is today Friday for you?
Well, I don't have that Patrick schedule, so I gotta work my Fridays. But yeah, I'll be there tomorrow. That way I can finish up my week. I guess I can't complain though. I had vacation Monday when I came back from the beach, so 4 days ain't too bad. I got it one way or another.
Weather at the beach? Did you enjoy your vacation?
It's like a rainy day at the beach versus a day at work anytime, but it was good. We only had one rainy day while we were down there, and we used that to go shop and go to Bass Pro Shops and stuff. I bought some more fishing equipment, so man, I can't complain about that. I had to come back home, and now I just try to figure out when I can go back down again, but yeah, it was good.
It's up down there too. You can take your RC equipment down there and go fly at the beach.
I need to buy me like a smaller plane that's easier to break down, you know, but still, you know, it's fairly easy to use, you know what I mean? That way it's nothing, you know, like that, the Aeroscout, you know, it's kind of foamy. You don't have to worry about it breaking or nothing like that. It's probably a good setup.
We did when Steve and I were flying those Bloody Wonders. You know what a Bloody Wonder is?
Was. I think the only thing I've ever seen y'all fly is the Bixler.
Made out of a sheet of dollar store foam board. The kind you make signs out of and stuff like that. It costs a dollar. The airplane itself costs a dollar. The motor on the front's about $8. The speed controller is probably another $20. Probably the most expensive thing on it. Then you put your receiver in it. And it's got a wing. More than a foot. And it's got like a leading edge is flat, but the trailing edge is deep. And it's got dual rudders. It's aileron and elevator only. There's no. It flies really, really good. Those things are a blast. You can put that in the trunk, you know, a little tiny thing, and a radio and a couple of batteries and a charger, and you can fly all day long.
About now, I've not seen one. I've watched videos and stuff. I've always been tempted to try to build one myself. I just never have ordered the stuff to get it done. But it'd be fun to do. But yeah, they look like they'd be a lot of fun. And, you know, if it hits the ground, you just cut you some more boards and start back over.
Handling it to hitting the ground. We hit the ground a lot of times, just kept on flying. Eventually, you got to replace them. They get kind of soggy. But they are amazingly resilient because they're not very heavy at all. A lot of mass, like a bigger airplane.
I still got to set up my Bixler. Last time I had it out, you know, I programmed it via the book, and, you know, you got to tweak it from there. I just haven't had the time to spend the, get it all tweaked out, but, you know, I ended up buying it, the newer version, because I crashed my last one, and, you know, it's got the wheels and everything on it, or, maybe I didn't put the wheels on, but anyway, I got in. I need to finish setting it up.
Bixler is going to be. And I don't think we put the wheels on ours either. I don't know if ours even came with wheels. I think ours is like a generation or two back, older generation. They were only $100 for everything, almost ready to fly. But I think the next step for us was to put cameras on it and get the goggles out, start flying with the
next thing I want to try, I want to do a digital setup, but you know, it's not as cheap to get into, and it's slightly more complicated than the analog as far as, you know, buying the equipment and having the receivers and, you know, the different antennas and whatnot. So, but that's something I want to try as well, because I really, really enjoyed the FPV flying. It was a lot of fun, but I was never brave enough to do it on anything but my glider, because, you know, if you lose transmission, you can just snatch the goggles off and then you just go back to flying, because, you know, that thing ain't going to fall out of the sky.
The same way when I first did it, it was with a multivator, and if you panicked, you just let go of the sticks, and it would just hover right there and there, and then you could slowly rotate around in circles and get a house next to it, and all you had to do is rotate around the y-axis until the arrow pointed toward the house, and then you just push the stick, the aileron stick forward, and it flies straight at you. And you don't even have to look at it. You can just see in the goggles where the house is. That's home. You point the arrow at the house by rotating it around, and then you go full throttle and forward.
How many did you lose a repeater, Dave?
Did you get any of that about the pointing the arrow toward the house?
Yeah, I got it. It was right at the end. You started losing a repeater. I couldn't tell if you were done talking, but yeah, I could see the multi-rotors being fun, but yeah, the glider was a blast. I mean, I really enjoyed it, but I would like to get it on, you know, something a little bit more, I guess a little more fun thing. I mean, the glider was still great, but, you know, just try it on a little different plane. So that's why I ended up buying the Bixler, I think it was a 3, and try to get it. But, you know, I didn't put but like $100-something in my whole setup, but, you know, analog's fairly cheap to get started in. It's just that digital stuff that kind of like, I don't know it, and it'd take a little more research to get in it.
I was working with a German engineer who worked at BMW. His name was Michael, and he did all the, you know, he had the cars with all the colors all over, you know, the zebra stripes on them so you couldn't recognize the patterns. He had the sensors all over the cars, and he'd test them, you know, running around, and then collect the data and analyze the data. We built them together. We built the same thing. And back then, that was before the 400-foot rule. You couldn't go above 400. So we programmed them to go out a mile and come back and respect the one-tenth rule. For every mile you go out, you go up one-tenth of a mile. We just programmed them to go out, and they just watched the show as they flew out a mile and came back. That was a lot of fun, but, you know, DJI got so many of them out there that the FAA had to take them. They rein everybody in, and that took all the fun out of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind trying. It'd be neat to try to fly one a little bit longer. I don't trust my current setup with any kind of long range. So, but well, Dave, I just pulled in the driveway, so I'm gonna go ahead and head on in and see what the wife's up to. I'm sure the boys are just in their bedroom, so I'm gonna head on in here and start relaxing for the evening. Been good talking to you. I appreciate you keeping me company on my way home. So, but you be good up there, and hopefully we'll see you at the airfield before long. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final day.
Enjoy the rest of your evening, and yeah, maybe we'll catch up soon out there at the airfield. KO4CF, W4DJW, portable.